Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Hello, this is Pastors Reed and Kim Lang from Water Ministries in Dresden, Missouri, and we would like to talk to you today about having a joyful heart. In the book of Romans, chapter 28 and verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Amen.
This means that God works for the good of believers. Therefore, Christians may learn to avoid murmuring when they remember that even untoward circumstances are intended to work out for their highest good. The writer of this scripture, the Apostle Paul, is talking to his readers about the trials and imperfections of this present life, and urging his readers not to be discouraged by them. There is no better cause for optimism than this. However, this promise of the Bible only pertains to all those who have given their hearts to Christ. There is no cause for optimism here for those who reject Christ. Why don't you give your heart to Christ today? Then you will have a cause for true optimism. Why don't you give Him a chance to turn your life around? Remember, nothing can happen to us, if we are children of God, that will not eventually turn into something good. This is a reason to have a joyful heart. This is Pastor Reed Lang helping you go the distance, sponsored by Sedalia Steel.